First I thought of green blue, but then I saw blue green, and then again in bright light they look aquamarine. And then at night they're darker, I looked again for you, saw gray and black, and when I walked in after midnight blue, hues of the deepest skies won't be a compromise. Crayola doesn't make a color for your eyes, there is no way that I could possibly describe you. Crayola doesn't make a color, draw my love.
Not even spring green.
Spring green is much too yellow. Sea green is far too pale. Cornflower's way too mellow. So I'll try again and fail. There's no way I can capture the way you make me feel. One look from you is rapture, whether blue or green or teal. No color qualifies. That gray looks yellow lies. Crayola doesn't make a color. Hey, look, it's periwinkle. Somehow, I just can't get that sparkle. Those glitter crayons won't maybe glow in the dark. Get it right, oh no they don't. Mr. Crayola tries, but I'm left to fantasize. Crayola doesn't make a color. Take it, Brynn. Woo!
Started with fashion. Why not? It's all we talk about.
I guess they can see what kind of band we really are.
Fashion?
Over there in the purple jacket I want to steal.
The woman on the yellow slip interrupted.
With the yellow slip, well, she makes her home in Nashville, Tennessee. And, she's originally from the Midwest, though. She loves the Midwest. She's from Minnesota. Oh,
I was born in Evanston, though.
And her 90-year-old grandmother still lives here, but she's got the whooping cough, so she's not here. She travels all over.
She's not quite 90. I'm glad she's not here tonight.
Makes a better story.
She's not afraid to yell from the sidelines.
She would appreciate it. She runs marathons and roller skates, you know.
She does.
But this woman, we're talking about her, not her grandmother, is quite incredible. She runs marathons and She used to climb mountains, and she taught herself how to speak Chinese, and taught herself how to play the banjo on a whim, and now she's on two different recording labels simultaneously, and has many albums under her belt already, and is an incredible songwriter, and as you know, one of the best singers around. Please put your hands together for Miss Abigail Washburn.
Watch. Uncle Earl might not be back to Chicago for a little while, but you'll have to watch for this woman touring with her band, the Sparrow Quartet, which is incredible and includes, check your banjo. That's right. So it's a good opportunity for me to tell you more about the Sparrow Quartet, including Bela Fleck, Casey Dreesen, Ben Solee, some musicians you might have seen and heard of, and we just got a sneak preview of the album in the van the other day, and we were pretty much speechless. It's just brilliant, really beautiful, and I described it as looking at a butterfly under glass, which was really meaningful to me. Like it's just filled with layers of color and the most incredible arrangements you've ever heard for banjo, cello, and fiddle. So, yeah, banjo, fiddle, and bigger fiddle. It truly is. That's the Sparrow Quartet, and that's Abigail Washburn.
Also from Nashville, Tennessee, is a woman that we kidnapped and against her will, threw in the van. Well, we gave her a few minutes to pack, because we know that, you know, fashion's very
important. She had to bring some cool clothes.
Yeah, and some hair products. She's the only one who has a separate suitcase for her hair products. She has a lot of hair.
You can't tell because I didn't do my hair tonight.
It looks great. And she's just as cute as a bug. And man, she really is just about the best bass player there is. She spent years and years on the road with Peter Rowan and Tony Rice. And this past year, she played here twice last year, I think, playing with Patty Griffin. And you know, to keep that company. You know, that's how a girl like that gets a gig like that. Someone asked her, I was on national radio, by the way. How does a girl like you get a gig like that? And so we spent a lot of time in the van coming up with responses, like post, you know, like after I wish I had said, oh, I have another good one that you should have said to so-and-so on the radio. She does. She's got a quick wit, and she's really fun to travel with, and just about the best bass player there is around. Please put your hands together for Bryn Davies. All right, we're gonna play you one last number. It's a fiddle tune. It's a great old dance floor here. Pull up some floor and show us your clogging steps. We were gonna dedicate this song to our friend Dr. Mike, who just moved to Chicago from Lyons, Colorado, and but he had to go. I saw him at the break, and I said, "Hey, we're gonna leave. We're gonna dedicate a song." He's like, "I have to go, or I'll get in trouble." I thought, in trouble, like girlfriend, or like I'm kind of trouble. He's like, "I'm supposed to be in the hospital." Maybe you should go. So, wherever you are, Dr. Mike, saving people's lives. He saved all of our lives at different occasions, for sure. This is for him. And thank you so much for being such a great audience. And
such a great audience.
Love Chicago.
Suggestions.